Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, May 5th, 2022. Today on The Ether, the Derby Stars AMA hosted by GT Cap. Let's take a listen.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm tired. let me spread the link around. Give me a moment.
Hey, you boo.
Okay, let's give it about a minute before we start. People enter the space.
Yep.
How are you guys feeling? How was the last couple of days with the mint going on?
Pretty good. Do you mean any rares? I only mean common horses.
Yeah, my luck is not great on minting NFTs, unfortunately.
Yeah, me neither.
Really?
Yeah, I got all common horses here. Pretty bad.
Were there, how many rares were there this time around?
So, about 16% of all supplies rare horses. Mm-hmm. So if you do the math, not sure of the math, but like 4,000 times. Something along that line.
Oh, geez, that's not much, hey. Like 500 horses or so?
I guess about 600 horses. Yeah,
600.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think we can start very shortly. What do you guys think?
I'm ready whenever you are, Joe.
I'm ready.
Okay, cool. So welcome everyone to this Spaces between GT Capital and Derby. This is a kind of follow-up Spaces following the third and I believe final Derby Genesis Mint that happened on One Planet this week. Today we've got Joe, who I'm sure many of you will be familiar with, who's been, you know, a big fan of Derby for the last, how long have you guys been around for? 5 or 6 months now? Certainly keeping all the GT folks appraised of everything going on with the Derby Stars game and the tokenomics and what's coming up. So she's going to be asking questions to the Derby folks here, and then we'll invite people up onto stage if you do have any questions following our brief AMA. So Joe, with that in mind, I'll hand over to you.
Yeah. So as what Ryan said, I actually been following Derby for quite some time, and I think it's one of the most, I guess, highly potential game coming out on Terra within the next few months or so. And I guess a lot of people would like to know with regard to, you know, not just what the game is about, but this time around we'll be going a bit more in depth. So we just like to start, like, some comments post-min from the team. How many unique wallets minted for this round? And do you guys have any stats to share? Like, what was the highest secondary sale in the day alone? Or how was the Discord community sentiment like?
Well, for the secondary stats, we are one of the highest sales for the unique horses is about 470 Luna. And the floor price was 180 Luna, and that was about 260 Luna on average. I'm not entirely sure about the unique wallets minted for this round, but I'm guessing about 20 something, because some people minted two or more horses for one person. And the Discord community was I think it was pretty positive because the overall sail flow on One Planet was smooth, and there wasn't like crashing in anything. Even the public sail was like a minute 30 seconds, but you know, the website didn't crash or, you know, see any 404 errors. So the overall people were pretty satisfied with the sale, and we also think that, you know, it was pretty smooth.
Yeah, I do remember, like, oh sorry, you were saying, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, as I checked, we have additional 1,400 new unique addresses after yesterday's sale.
Okay.
Oh yeah, right.
So I remember because after the first round, specifically on One Planet, there were some comments about congestion and stuff. So it's really nice to, you know, like finally have a smooth platform for this kind of mints, because, you know, everyone's just camping to get a horse. It's really hard because you guys are quite popular. I don't think just in Terra alone, I think people outside even know, if they were to refer to one game that's building on Terra, it's always like Derby Star. Or like Deviants, but because we have so few. So congratulations, I guess. The guy or girl buying the 40k horse is pretty spectacular. My gosh, that's a lot of Luna for one unique horse. Is it the one with the black and pink background, or can't really remember?
It was like a black with white background or something like that.
Oh my gosh. Just for a question, for those horses, would it be super rare, or is it just based on the aesthetic alone?
Can you repeat that again?
But is there any rare benefits, or, you know, in game, or is it just based off the aesthetic alone, like how it looks? That's why it's valued so high.
Well, as we climb the rarity ladder, there is definitely a chance of, if you breed with higher rarity horses, you can earn higher rarity. You can earn high rarity horse, and the skills you may receive a high level skill because of your horse rarity. So those are the benefits, I guess.
So more utility per se, in a sense.
Yes, and one more thing I should add is, if you have a high rarity horse, there is a higher chance that you will receive a higher fee from your horse, because people would want to breed with like unique horses or like rare 8, rare 7 horses, because that will produce a higher chance of like better offspring, I guess.
Okay, so just following Postman, like, can the team also explain further about the 10k supply, given that it's the last min? Will this horse be considered Genesis horses, and that off-breds will follow like a generational level that may result in a rarity aspect? So let's say, you know, how you have Gen 0, Gen 1, Gen 2, will it follow that kind of model?
Are you asking if there's like a stat difference between generations, or
like, let's say this is, I understand from the team, like, basically you guys are stopping at 10k supply for now, but as people breed the horses further, you know, will it follow like a generational model where it's like, so these are the Genesis horses for level 1, and then when you breed more, it goes down the chart? Does it follow that kind of aspect where, you know, In DeFi Kingdoms, because there's like Gen 0, Gen 1, and there's some sort of like rarity aspect that follows with it, will Derby, you know, follow that kind of model?
Yeah, we will definitely have a generation model, like Generation 1, Generation 2, as we produce more offsprings. It'll right after launch, I think we will have like the quickest horse inflation, I guess, to sort of make people play, so that more people can play Derby Stars. Like at current stage, there can only be 10,000 users max, right? But if we just increase the horse supply, then more people will be able to own a horse and play our game. Yeah.
So if you don't own a horse, can you play in the upcoming alpha or beta of the game?
For the initial pre-alpha release, you would have to buy a horse. But after our renting system, then you would be able to just rent a horse from the marketplace and then start playing.
Will the renting system be open to the open market, or like will you guys provide a few horses from the Derby Star site?
It will be provided through the our marketplace, basically.
Marketplace. Okay. So the floor could essentially be very high for rental.
Renting alone doesn't make you spend any money. It's just any tokens that might be produced from the gaming activity is going mm-hmm. to be divided with the owner of a horse and the rentee, I guess.
Okay, that's very nice.
So there's no upfront cost for renting.
Okay, all right. So the gameplay, what modes will be available at the start, and when can users expect the dates of the gameplay?
For the pre-alpha, we expect our game to have training features built inside it. We will have to work on a bit more on the maybe like a PvP or renting system. So for initial release, we would have our PvE and training. Those two will be available.
Sorry, PvP as in racing.
PvE racing and okay. training.
Training, okay.
Yes, yes.
So I heard it wrong, like PvP.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So will there be any gameplay leading up to the release, like the video?
We will be releasing our video, like a gameplay video in the future. We have some plans to go to conferences, and people who participate in those like Terra TDX conference or other conferences. People who participate in that conference, they will be able to play the game within mm-hmm. our booth. Yeah. We do have some plans on sort of showing the gameplay to the public through those means, I guess.
Okay, that's nice, because I am coming to the Terra DX Expo next one. I'll be looking forward to attending your booth then. Will you guys have any merch?
Pardon me?
Will you guys have any merch? Like t-shirts, cups, bags?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're working on that right now. So yeah, stay tuned, I guess.
Okay, let's move forward. So this is more towards the tokenomics side of things. So I understand you guys will have the two tokens, which is RUN, which is basically governance and staking. And the other one is CRT, which stands for carrot, if I'm not wrong, which is primarily dependent on breeding, crafting, and synthesis purposes. So just relating or referring to some previous models, like let's say XE as well as Star Atlas. So their tokens, the one with no cap supply, basically were used for the same purposes like breeding. But we saw how that slowly phased down when the new player engagement fell. So how will WStars prevent high inflation and ensure that there are appropriate demand sinks to ensure value accrual on the carrot token, even when the player base may grow stagnant?
I think that the tokenomics of the dual tokenomics doesn't have much problem. I think it's more about whether we control the inflation and sort of in the end we should be able to sort of burn tokens to maintain the total supply, so that just the tokens and the NFTs just doesn't go. Just continuously inflate to infinity, I guess. I think that's the main problem to any tokenomics out there. If you can sort of control the overall supply and maintain value for shareholders, I don't think it's a big problem.
Okay. So the carrot token will be just used for breeding, and Can you go a bit more in depth, like the crafting and synthesis purposes? Like, what would that be used to? Like creating gear in game, or what will it entail?
Well, the crafting, we haven't like decided for sure for like crafting or synthesis, but the general idea is that those activity will give special items for users, and that activity will cause burning of our utility token and governance token.
Okay. So I understand there will be farms and lands in game as well, if I'm not wrong.
Yes.
Well, will there be, let's say, a capped quantity amount of lands available for buying, or is it like free for all? As long as you own a horse or something, you immediately get a stable. Or what can users expect in terms of buying if it was to the open market, let's say bidding auctions and stuff?
Well, the land part is scheduled to be like next year at the earliest. So mm-hmm. there's not much we can share right at this moment. Maybe at a later time we can share more detail about the land NFTs and how that's going to integrate with our game, I guess.
So I also understand on the site you guys will be able to also customize your avatars as well as potentially some synergy with your horses based off how you look. So will there be, let's say, non-return on investment spending implemented in the games? Let's say you could get like your avatars dressed up with some other clothes which you can purchase off the market, or even your horses.
Well, we have some ideas about providing like non-ROI spending within the game, but just same with the land NFTs. This isn't specified right now. So we will tell you after we have some strict plans on it.
Okay, there's a lot of alpha that can be dropped in this space.
Yeah, I guess it's it's okay. kind of hard for me to tell people, I guess.
Okay, I understand. No worries. So will there also be future DEX integrations? So let's say on-ramp, off-ramps, will there be partnerships with, let's say, some of the native protocols we have on Terra right now, like Alice, Cardo, Cash, or even Astro Money?
Yeah, we are in the future, we should have our DEX integrations of both dual tokens, of our utility token and governance token, but we haven't decided on which partner we should be working with. It could be like Astroport that you said, or TerraSwap, or any other platforms. We will be announcing some sort of a partnership or some sort of work in the future, I guess, like a month or two, I guess. Yeah,
in a month too. Oh, wow, that's pretty fast.
It's not fixed, but I think after we release our game and our tokens, we should be able to integrate it with DEXs available in Terra ecosystem.
Okay. So is the team actively engaged with different business partnerships at current moment, let's say Colonies or Terra Name Service? So to represent the user ID or the wallet address in game.
What do you mean by represent user ID?
So when you play the game, what will it be tagged to, their wallet address or simply just from their name? Considering that you need to connect a Terra wallet, right, to the game?
Yeah, we would. Users should be able to play our game by connecting their Terra wallets to the game. Our initial release is only desktop.
Yeah.
So it would be just Terra wallet address. I mean, Terra station wallet. You would just connect that, and then you would be able to play the game.
So when they play a game, their IDs, will it be represented by the wallet itself? Will it be
the wallet itself? I guess, yeah.
Oh, okay. So there's no anonymity with regard to that, or will there be any future business partnerships we can expect in the future?
I didn't understand the question.
Because if you, let's say you play the game, right, and you enter the game, and will it be tagged to your name ID because you're connecting with your wallet address and people do not want to get doxxed? Do you follow this part?
Well, if you connect with your wallet, shouldn't that be like anonymous?
Not really. The address will get tagged.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I add a little bit here?
Yeah.
That's a very good question. So some of us, I mean, some of our community members created Derby Stars Colony as well. And we're happy to collaborate with other partners like TNS, because we already have Derby Stars TNS and some other, we are looking for some other ways to provide some, you know, anonymity for our users. So currently we are talking with some you know, community members and other project partners. So I mean, we are actively talking in our community how we can provide more smooth kind of user experience in terms of, you know, users' data and their behavior inside the game. So if more users want to have some more anonymity in the game, yeah, we will definitely provide some ways to, you know, play the game with their anonymity. Okay.
But we would definitely look into that part. I haven't, we would have to talk more about that. And also for like partnerships for other businesses, there has been lots of approach on the analytics side. People might want to look at which horse is better suited for what racing, that sort of analytics. So we've been actually making a lot of discussions with different Web3 startups, I guess.
That's very nice to hear. Thank you for the information. I also have one last question. So basically, I understand you guys have built partnerships as well. How will that work out in future? Just like a brief run through on how the guild partnerships may help Derby Stars or even the players in between.
I guess from our initial release, our guild partners would act as some organization that can help new users on board, or after the renting system, they can help the users just play the game for free, and then those guilds have their own scholars, and those scholars will be able to they'll be able to teach other like Discord members to how to play the game efficiently, and perhaps like what method they should be using to win the race. The overall community management side, guild will be a great help on that end. We have our other partnerships in various countries, in like especially in Southeast Asia too. We are looking to expand our partnerships or ecosystems to other communities within like Latin communities or any other communities that might need additional ecosystem help, I guess.
Sorry, I was on mute. Sorry. Okay, that's really nice to hear. I really look forward to Derby as always, and especially the upcoming release. I look forward to also attending the booth at Terra DX Expo. A few people I know is also coming, and they did mention, you know, how bullish you are on Derby Stars as a whole. And I guess we're very lucky to have you guys building on Terra, because that's what we need, like more projects coming on board, especially quality ones like your team. So I think I'm going to pass it over to Ryan now, who can open the floor to questions from the community who may have their own questions or worries, I guess, regarding Derby Stars.
Yeah, so I don't think we did have someone lined up, but they disappeared. So if anyone does have any questions, please do raise your hand. I guess a question for me. I'm sorry if I missed it. You mentioned that there's like an alpha testing round that's coming up soon. Do we have like rough timelines around when that's going to be?
So our pre-alpha will be launched at the end of Q2. So that's like June, at the end of June, I guess. And then we will have our origin horse holders will be able to play our game, and we will continuously do some. We will receive feedback and change a little bit by if something is too overpowered or too just out of the overall system, we will make like those initial changes. And by the time we release our renting system for our users or guilds, then it will be considered as our alpha.
Okay, so that's coming end of June. You got a rough kind of time scale around how long that pre-alpha testing session is going to last before you get to the alpha release?
I'm expecting about one or two months. I guess two months before we can actually move into our alpha release.
Okay, and then when you say alpha release, will that be kind of like actual P2E gameplay, or will that be kind of another a secondary testing phase?
It would the most likely the testing phase is over after our alpha release.
Yeah, am I up?
You're up, Pappy.
Oh yeah, thanks. Thanks for having this. Excited to get my third horse last night in the public. But earlier, you mentioned that if people rent their horses out, you're planning on splitting the winnings between the player and the renter without any compensation to the renter, the guy who's renting the horse or the lady who's renting the horse. I think that's a mistake. You've got to incentivize those people to rent their horses out for something minimal, you know, something that's acceptable, because what stops the bad player from playing your horse all the time and you never make anything? You need to, you know, compensate them for, number one, investing in the game, having multiple horses to be able to rent them out, and being willing to do that for people who don't have a horse. So I hope y'all take that into consideration and compensate those folks.
So for one thing, I think that's one of those. Okay, can you turn on the speaker?
Yeah.
So for one thing, I think that's what guilds are suited for. They can provide sort of liquidity for horses for other players to play. We would have to think a little bit more about sort of incentivizing horses to rent out. That part's I'm not sure whether we should do that at this moment. Yeah. But if we think that that's sort of needed as the ecosystem sort of grows, then we might consider doing it.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I mean, if guilds haven't been formed to provide for their own folks, then you're going to have to incentivize, I think, at the beginning. So, and, you know, I think it's just a way to get some passive income guaranteed from your investment. So thank y'all. Looking forward to it.
While you're up here, Pappy, you seem, you know, pretty clued up on the game. Did you have any other questions or anything on your mind regarding Derby Stars or the gameplay or anything?
Well, yeah, thanks for asking. Actually, I tried to get on the last AMA before the mint and wasn't able to hook up. But I wanted to ask what the training mechanism is going to be. I thought initially you might need to go, you know, pay somebody who's got some land to train on and then train your horse, get him up to speed, and hopefully get some better winnings. But now that we know that land's not coming out for a long time, what is the training mechanism? How much does it cost to train? And, you know, how long would you expect for your horse to take to kind of get some momentum?
For more specific in-game information, I would just tell you that just wait for the pre-alpha release in the future. It would be just better to actually play the game rather than me telling you all about the whole game, I guess.
Oh, come on, okay. Yubu. Can you give us a little bit of something?
I was asking about training, not playing. Training.
Training. You can train for your specific stats. So if you want to sort of, if you keep training, your horse will level up. And if your horse level up, then you can sort of choose which stat you want to increase. And that would sort of lead you to making a better horse that can run faster, or your horse have higher stamina or higher intellect. So that would be the overall flow for the PvE and PvE racing, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. I'll wait for some more details down the road. Appreciate y'all. Keep working hard.
Thank you.
Thanks, great questions, Puppy. Yeah. Thanks, Puppy. That was a really great question.
And we've also got Bernardo up here on stage. Bernardo, did you want to ask a question to the guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Came in a little late, and I haven't been doing as much research as I probably could. So sorry if this question has been asked, but I'm just curious about some of the traits. If there's a way to, I guess it's a two-part. It's somewhat of a follow-up to Pappy's question. You know, as you're leveling up, are those traits going to be dynamic? I mean, it sounds like they are, but the ones that are listed, I guess they will be changed. And if so, is there a way to sort of categorize rarity, or, you know, is there some sort of ranking system that'll be on the platform? Like, to date, it doesn't seem like there's any linkage to Not Found Terra or some of the other rarity sites. So, I mean, you can obviously sort of look individually at each skill to see, you know, kind of what's the rarity of certain traits. But I guess I'm just wondering, is there going to be like a platform where you can really see kind of where your horse ranks? And I guess that would be dynamic as they're being trained and leveling up as well.
Our own marketplace planned this quarter for when you use like our Derby NFT marketplace, we would provide you like a sort of a filter to see you can sort in terms of like stamina or intellect, those kind of stuff, so that you can figure out where your sort of rank is, I guess, within the whole game. You could figure out like that. We would basically give you a lot of filters so that you can see where your horse lies. Yeah.
Got it. And this is separate from One Planet. This is like a completely different platform.
Yeah, basically One Planet is sort of a generalized marketplace of everything. So like those general NFT marketplaces can't offer you like a specific like buttons for our game. So we would have to sort of provide it within our NFT platform.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Just following up on Bernardo's question. So my understanding is that there are like certain traits that are trainable and others that are static. Can you maybe like talk to which traits are trainable and movable versus which ones are static?
If you look at the like the speed, stamina, power, those traits are basically movable. You can, as you level up, you receive sort of your points, and then you can pick which trait you want to increase. But you can't sort of change the the outlook of horses or the the skills and the talents, whether they're runaway runner or stretch runner, stalker, front runner, those can't be changed. Those are like innate abilities of each horses. And also like the tracks, whether they like turf or dirt, those are also innate abilities. So the only trait you can change as the horse owner is the stats itself.
So that'd be the speed, stamina, power, grit, and intellect.
Yes, correct.
So if...
Oh, interesting.
Within that marketplace, I mean, if your horse has been doing well and has been leveling up and is now, a more valuable horse and you want to potentially sell it, which traits would be valued more heavily, you know, or weighted more heavily? I mean, because obviously they're included in the static traits are going to be, you know, the more aesthetic features, and there's rarity surrounding the appearance as well. But obviously from a racing standpoint, I would think you're going to weight it more heavily towards those dynamic traits, right?
Well, the pricing is basically determined by the market, not by ourselves. So we would have to wait to see which horses sort of perform better, and then those high performing horses would naturally have a high price tag next to it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting, right, to see the dynamics, because you've got these stats which are trainable and changeable, and it'll be interesting to see how those play out with the various skills and talents as well, because there might be like combinations of, you know, these stats that work really well with particular talents and skills. I know that Joe's been kind of monitoring the market a little bit and seeing what people are speculating on. Joe, do you have any kind of thoughts on what the market's looking out for right now?
Well, I don't know for a fact that people are focusing hardcore on the speed. So I'm not too sure, because I myself, I'm still quite new on the trait because there are just too many to follow up on. But I could see, you know, horses, let's say 81 speed, they're being picked up for at least minimally 12 Luna, if I'm not too wrong. I'm not sure if the market price have changed since then. But yeah, I'm still struggling to understand, you know, like intellect and the other like stamina and stuff, how it goes to the effect in the game itself. But, you know, like mentioned, I think the best way to find out is basically when you actually try it out in the alpha and then you learn the strategies. But yeah, primarily I think everyone's focusing on the speed trait.
Yeah, I think people are really speculating on speed traits, right? Which, you know, kind of makes sense, like, you know, at your top speed, you're going particularly fast. But, like, I think probably people should start looking at, like, combinations of traits, right? Because it's all well and good being able to reach a top, you know, a fast top speed. But if you've got no stamina to go with it, then that's not going to be a good combination, right? So, I think you've got all these, you know, all these skills, like so many different skills. I think it's going to be really interesting to see like which skills are useful and which aren't. Like there might be some really common skills that actually turn out to be pretty apex in the game, and some of the like really rare skills that have, you know, very little effect.
Maybe, you know, the Derby Stars team could also send out some guides before the alpha releases to help us out with choosing.
Well, I guess it's really more of a synergy thing, because there are each horses have their own skill set, and it sort of the skills that certain horse has will affect how you will pick your own stats. Like maybe if the skills are more like intellect centric skills, then it may be better to have like a really high intellect. But if, you know, it's I think it's really about the whole synergy of a horse.
Yeah, definitely that helps. I do think the best way again to learn is definitely play the game. So
Yeah, so like we have six more than like 600 skills, so it would be really hard to like explain one by one. Yeah, you just gotta play the game and sort of learn from it, I guess.
I'm interested what the intellect stat is. That like a like the horse will be able to like train quicker. Like what does intellect refer to?
So intellect is like if a horse have high intellect point, that means that there will be a higher chance for a skill to activate at a met requirement. So if you have a really low intellect, that will mean that you would have all these skills, but it has low probability of activating.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So like okay. Interesting. Yeah, thanks for the answers. Joe,
overall synergy would be very important.
Yeah, and as Joe says, I think we're just going to have to wait and see in the testing to see what plays out. Joe, we don't have anyone else up here on stage, so I don't know if you had any questions, final questions or closing comments.
I'm out of questions. I think anything I wanted to get answered has already gotten answered. So I'd just like to thank the Derby Stars team, you know, for organizing this AMA with us, and basically thanks for offering your time out to speak with us today, with the community and everyone else. I understand you guys have held a few AMA so far, so likely this may be the last for quite some time. So thank you guys, so the community, for coming in on for me a Friday morning. Yeah, thank you. That's all I got to say.
I guess, yeah, just before we do close out, is there anything that the folks should be looking out for in the next couple of months, or are you guys just going to be heads down building, trying to get that pre-alpha out?
Well, we will just keep on working hard, but during the meantime, we would basically share with our community what we've been working on. Like we would share you guys some sneak peeks and stuff like that, so that so that the community sort of excited about our release, and they know what's going on, and you know what the schedule is and everything. We would try to communicate with our community as much as we possibly can.
Okay. Is there any sneak peeks that are coming out soon? And then secondly, I guess, where is the best place to keep in touch with Derby Stars for anyone who wants to get involved in the community?
Most of the community activity happens within our Discord channel. We would sort of tweet out some information, but most activity should happen within our Discord channel.
Cool. I presume we can get that link from your Twitter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I see it there in the header. Cool. Okay, guys, before we close out here, is there any final thoughts or anything you guys want to say?
I just want to quickly fill in. Thanks to Terra Spaces for coming in as well. I'm not sure what time it is over there, but thank you for coming by and helping to record the space.
Yeah, and thanks for inviting us. Me and Wintermute would really appreciate. And thanks for listening. Obviously, we just finished our third sale, and we will try our best to make a really good game in this industry. Thank you.
Yeah, we're all so excited to see more and can't wait. So yeah, good luck over the next couple of months building things out. Can't wait to see some sneak peeks. And hopefully we can get together, you know, in the coming months and do this again sometime. So thanks for your time, guys, and we'll speak soon.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Derby Stars AMA hosted by GT Capital, recorded on Thursday, May 5th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When we blow through the dust, volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep your hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two, help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Laser beam focus, Starscream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine.
standing on deck. We was walking all a wreck with a dead man swagger. Sitting in a little den, envisioning the middleman. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. In a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next bill. No one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol, but it didn't matter. We was all hyped up when the pedal lit the metal. He just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew. Rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop, write off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth, slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Den envision in the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion.
Terra Spaces.